This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Earlier this year, AISD Superintendent Paul Cruz announced he would resign to take a job at the University of Texas at Austin. The school board has said they want to hire a new superintendent by August, and this will be a very different candidate search. KUT's Claire McInerney reports the coronavirus pandemic has changed the process, which has some questioning if now is the right time to be looking for a new superintendent of Austin schools.
AISD School Board President Geronimo Rodriguez says hiring a superintendent is one of the most important jobs a school board does.
The superintendent is the leader of the entire organization, in this case, a $1.6 billion entity with over 130 locations and 12,500 employees, the largest landowner in Travis County, and one of the largest employers in Travis County.
The superintendent is also the highest paid employee in the district. Outgoing Superintendent Cruz currently makes more than $300,000 a year. The importance of this position means those making the hire usually spend time meeting with community members in person about what they want from a new hire. COVID-19 has taken away that opportunity.
So it's critically important for us to engage the community.
James Guetta is the president and CEO of JG Consulting, which is doing the hire for the new AISD superintendent. He said that instead of face-to-face engagement, they've been conducting Zoom calls to hear from people in Austin.
The leadership profile that we are developing now incorporates the voices of those that we've heard from.
The leadership profile is basically a job description, which his consulting firm will use when looking at applicants. Because of the pandemic, they aren't closing the public comment periods, so people can send feedback throughout the entire search. But during a press conference via Zoom in May, parents and community members expressed concern about this process happening amidst the pandemic.
I feel very uncomfortable with the community engagement that's going on around the superintendent search because it feels very elitist to me.
That's Roxanne Evans, a longtime Austin resident.
And just the idea that it's moving forward when people are dealing with more pressing issues really excludes a lot of people.
And she and many others at the press conference brought up the reality that many families in AISD don't have Wi-Fi in their homes or devices. So participating in Zoom calls and filling out online surveys isn't very inclusive. The timeline of hiring the superintendent by August was also a concern for those on the press conference call. AISD parent Cuitlahuac Guerra Majaro says the district took much more time when hiring Cruz.
He was hired at the end of a 9-month process. So this district is asking the community to go through a process at half the amount of time during a pandemic with its legacy of not engaging the community, not prioritizing equity, and not being transparent. It's all just too much.
Guerra, the consultant doing the hire, says 4 to 5 months is not unique. That's the timeline his firm usually works with. And he said in terms of recruiting another superintendent, it's important to work within the school calendar. His firm is trying to hire someone so they can start in AISD at the beginning of the 2020-2021 school year. The timeline, as well as the pandemic, concerns parent and North Austin resident Kevin Foster. He worries the pandemic could change the priorities for who JG Consulting recruits.
How can you define what a good superintendent is even going to be when there are this many unknowns? It is the reality that we hire different people for different seasons. And I'm saying COVID like leaves us at a point where like, are you hiring a superintendent for the crisis moment? Or are you hiring a superintendent for immediate post-crisis?
Guerra from JG Consulting says being able to manage the district during the pandemic is one of the criteria they're using to find candidates, in addition to academic needs the community has expressed. People wanting to share their feedback can attend Zoom listening sessions starting June 8th. There's more information on how to give feedback at KUT.org. Claire McInerney, KUT News.